Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
That was Michael Jackson, and we were enjoying that here on this Memorial Day. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and this is Red Snapper, and I'm bringing it to you on this holiday weekend, and we're going to try to have a fantastic show for you this evening, and we're going to see if our guest is coming in, and we're going to do that in a few minutes, but before we do, just want to kind of, just kind of welcome everybody that's out there listening and just kind of give you a little background, a little on what's going on this week. I had a little problem with Facebook, so I'm trying to get myself back together. So if you can, well, I had to do another site. So a lot of people who was friends with me are, you know, I'm not friends with you anymore because I don't have you anymore. So I had to open up a new site. And if you can, I would like you all to come to me and just kind of like befriend me again. That would be nice. We'd be happy to do that. But at this time, I'm going to see if our guest is here. I have a caller that has called in. Caller, are you there?
Hello, Red.
How you doing?
Hey, this is DV.
Hey, DV, how you doing? Glad to have you on the show, my brother. How's it going?
Man, it's not bad. It's going pretty good. You know, I'm at a friend's house at a party, so, had to call in, see how you doing. And not only that, but to really, thank you for, the service that you put forward for this country, man, Sometimes we forget about the people who defend our freedoms and, we take things for granted. So, I just wanted to let that be known, and I really appreciate everything that you've done.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that, man, because that really means a lot to me. For those of you that don't know, he's talking about the service that I gave in the United States Army. I spent 22 years in the Army, and I did give a lot of time because I love this country, so I did do that. And I appreciate you saying that, man, because, it does mean a lot to hear that. Sometimes, and a lot of times people forget that. So I appreciate you on that one, man.
Oh, anytime.
So, yeah, so you say you at a party right now?
Yeah, like I almost was mad. Like if I hadn't gotten the update on Gmail, I'd have completely forgot today was Monday.
Usually holidays, I usually try not to do it, but when I scheduled this show, I forgot it was a holiday, and the guests may not even come tonight. So what I might do is just kind of play some music and just kind of, talk a little bit. But it's all good. Sometimes I understand, we have those kind of shows sometimes where everybody doesn't call in or whatever. But, I appreciate you thinking about me. And like I said, my Facebook was destroyed last week, so I had to start a new account. It's under my real name as well as Red Snapper. There's a like page out there. So
okay.
What I'm trying to do is get people to come back to me. It's under Leonard Ledoux, which a lot of people don't know me as that. But,
it
has Red Snapper in parentheses. So if you guys can come back to me, I'd appreciate it. I lost 5,000 friends because they disabled my account over some crap. So, I just want to, see if I can get that back, if I could. So, but DV, I really appreciate you, man. I know you took time out. And there's people actually in the chat room. I appreciate that. Lisa's there. And I thank you, Lisa, if you're listening. I thank you for being here and showing your love like you always do. It's really good to know that there are some people out there that really care about you. So I really appreciate that from both of you guys. I want you to have fun the rest of your holiday. And we'll get back. Definitely be back on Word Sexy again next week. You definitely still co-host, my brother, so you definitely have to come back, if you still want to do that. I mean, that's up to you, my friend.
Yeah, man, you know me, man. Man, this show is one of the highlights of my Monday, so, it's the start of the week. I don't look forward to much on Monday, so, I look forward to doing a show with you.
Well, and you will continue to do that as long as you like, my bro. Like I said, mostly today I was looking for L.M. Blakely to call in, but she may not be calling in today because of the holiday, and that's not a problem. Like I said, my account was disabled, so she may not was able to get in contact to even find out if the show was still going on. So,
right.
But I have no problems with just going on and playing a little bit of music and just kind of, just talking about the holiday and just kind of just being on here. So, yeah, the show will go on. And it always does. So
I dig it.
Yeah. So you got anything you want to say for you? Because I know you're trying to get back to your party.
Oh, man, like...
Because, you know,
I did all the cooking, so, you know, it's kind of one of them things where you get invited... Yeah, you get invited to something, and then they're like, ah, I'm going to go ahead and put you to work, and then you end up doing all the work. So.
Not one of them, huh?
Yeah, but you know how it is.
Yeah,
like, he one of them bachelors that don't know how to cook. So, you know,
I got to help him
look good because, you know, we can't ride like that where you're serving bad food, you know, to all the ladies here. So that's another bad idea,
buddy. Right. And, you know, I'm not going to mention too much about this. I'm just going to say this and keep going. For those of you who listened to the show last week, there was some things going on the show. And I'll have DV kind of give me some feedback later on that. I'm not even going to go into that. Because I'm not going to start nothing. You know, I'm not going to do that. That's you know, it's Memorial Day, so we're not going to go into that.
it's cool, man. Like, you know, we was just wilding out and having fun. So,
that's what it's about. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it was good. It was, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of people try to figure out, well, what was that show about? I mean, it was the DV and T.O. James show. All right, no problem. sometimes it's like that, you know? Huh?
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had to talk that much shit. So, you know, it was fun. It was fun.
And she was wanting you to talk shit, so, I mean, she came ready for it, so it wasn't like it was just something that just popped out of nowhere, so, you know, it was one of those things, so. But, you know, and like I said, man, and anybody out there that's listening that has been in the service and served the country and everything, we definitely will like to thank you for your service that you have given as well, and those who are our loved ones who have passed on and you went to honor them today as well. I don't know how to even put that in words, really. It's just that, you know, just know that they're in a better place and just, you know, just be able to go forth, and that's all I can say on that. But yeah, man, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to play a couple of songs here and just kind of get the show going. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. It's the Word Sexy Radio, and you can call and ask questions to us, and as long as DV you want to be on, he'll be on, and you know, if you got questions in the chat, you can go to the chat room as well. Lisa's there, and you know, she's putting prayers out to everybody, and we see that, and you know, we just want to just thank you all for everything that you do. This is a beautiful country, even though sometimes we don't, you know, see that. I mean, it is, and I was proud to have served it, so. But yeah, man, shoot. We'll definitely have to. I have to hook up with you and you know, I'll find out what's going on. Like I said, we got this literary thing coming up pretty soon as well, so you know, it's gonna be all right.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, go ahead, do your thing, cause like, you know, I spend most of the day, you know, on my Facebook page putting up quotes, you know, from great military minds. So. I mean, but like you said, you know, people have a tendency to take things for granted, not come to realization that, you know, freedom is paid for in blood, sweat, and tears. You know, we have these freedoms because there are people willing to put their lives on the line for it, and you have to give the ultimate respect for somebody who has that kind of sense of duty, you know, willing to protect people they don't know so they can, you know, make asses of themselves in some occasions. So, you know,
and
you really got
to... people that don't even like you. You know, because there's a lot of people that don't like us.
And we
still did that.
They you know, you walking down the street, you parading, and you know, they spit at you like, you know, but in most countries, you don't have a right to do that. You spit at a military officer, you and your family gone. You know, so they're defending that very freedom that you have to do, you know, the most despicable of things. And you have to take your hats off and bow your head to people who are willing to do that.
Right, and you know, by you saying that, that brought another thought to mind is, you know, there's a group here in the Kansas City, or in the area in Kansas and Missouri, that whenever there's a military funeral, there's this, and this is a man of God and his church.
Yeah, church.
That
protests, I heard about him.
And they come and protest, you know, the military funerals and stuff, you know, going against the soldier that died for his country. And I just don't get that. I just don't understand that one today. I really don't. I don't know... What it is that why they're doing that. But, you know, it's just mind-boggling to me because, you know, we do this, like you said, we do this because we love our country, and we do it for because we love the women and the men and the people here, our kids and everything. And then you come back and somebody who died for the country, and then they do this to them. You know, it's an outrage, you know, and that's just, you know, I just don't understand it. The same freedom that they have. I mean, they wouldn't even have it, like you said. But that's people.
Yeah, you know, we get away from the realization of it all. We kind of distance ourselves from the reality that people out there want to see us gone just because we're America, and that's the only reason that they need, just because. So
anyone,
I don't care if it was a dog willing to put his life on the line, you know, to ensure the future. The future freedoms of this country, you have my utmost respect.
Uh-huh.
And and there's nothing that disgusts me more. Whenever I see, you know, especially down in Houston, there's a lot of homeless veterans. Anytime I can, I bring them food, give them money, because there's no reason why a veteran should be on the street. No reason.
You're right, and there is a lot of homeless veterans out there, and I just don't understand it either. I mean, there's a lot of programs that try to help them, but you know, I don't know. I just don't understand. And nothing against people that try to help these, save the children and all this stuff, but I was walking in an area a couple of days ago, and you know, this lady was trying to get me to donate money for kids that's not in our country. I said, well, what about the people that's right here in this city that's laying out right now that don't have nowhere to go? You know, and then the only answer she could give me was, well, we have a program where you can help people in the United States too. Now it's now part of that. They do have the kids here now. You can help them. But my thing is they're not doing it in the areas that we need to do it in.
Right.
So you know, it's really, I don't understand our country sometimes. But I would never trade it though. But we have another caller here. Hold on just a second. Let me see if we have a question. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
678. You already know.
All right.
What's up, Lisa?
I know this voice.
Well,
I want to know. I got a couple questions. Love y'all. You already know I love y'all. I got a couple questions. My first one is, why is it only Memorial Day that we celebrating soldiers from U.S. in Afghanistan, Iraq, all of them, all over the world? Why is it only Memorial Day that they gonna post up that stuff? I don't get it. I got real mad today. I had to stay off Facebook because I might have had to go to war myself.
You know, I wish I knew the answer to that. I mean, it's just really, I don't know how to even answer that. You know, I know I, as a former soldier, and always gonna be a soldier in my heart. Only thing I can say is, you know, I try to honor all the soldiers everywhere, because if you're a United States, you're wearing a uniform of the United States, you are someone that needs to be honored in my eyes. So as far as them just having a Memorial Day here, I don't think that they're not having it there. It's just that they're in the front and they can't just be off because of it. You know, they have to stay on guard. So DV, did you want to kind of come in on that?
Yeah, like you said, man, whenever you're out in the field, you got to be remain forever vigilant, you know. And they, you know, the thing is, we have things like Veterans Day, but the truth of the matter is, if you're active duty, you don't get the benefit of celebrating a holiday, even though it was designed for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we send out the best to them and hope that they come back, but know that, you know, the war they're fighting is not, you know, simply for whatever reason we want to believe, whether it be oil or money or land or whatever, or religion. You know, they're fighting for freedom. You know, we have to believe that.
Yeah.
You ready for my next one?
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
I want to comment on something else. You're right. Like, we all pay, the United States is paying for everybody else being homeless, but we got so many homeless people in New Jersey, New York, like the whole United States. Like, look at Joplin, look at all these tornado victims.
Right.
But
right.
The government is willing to go ahead and do everything for, and I'm not mad at them, I'm not mad, but what about the United States? What about what we all going through down? Come on, I've sat in my tub, I don't know how many nights in a row. Red, you know this.
Right.
Like with the tornadoes and everything, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I saw the house next door to me get shot with lightning, cracked the window, and that woman and her baby was in the house. And then,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. And then two houses down, I'm blessed. I'm really blessed. Because two houses down, not an hour later when the ninth storm came through in 2 hours, literally hit that house and set it on fire.
Wow.
So is anybody doing anything? I was the one that ran out there in the thunder and lightning. I ran out there to make sure everybody was okay, like just come over here, come over here, come over here. But, I know the United States is trying to do right and trying to handle everything, but at the same time, like, why don't they take care of our people first? You got people on unemployment that ran out that are homeless now, losing their houses, losing their mortgages, all that. Like, where is the boundary? Okay, I'm going to shut up now. My bad.
No, I mean, but what you have is legitimate questions that I wish I had the answers to. I don't. The only thing I can say is, you know, the way politics has turned into, I mean, we can be looking at the way this country was designed, the way it was set up to be built. We're doing everything that the framers are against. I mean, as far as us being involved in other countries and everything, that when they came here, the whole objective was not to do all this. But we have done all of that stuff now. So it's, I can't even explain or even try to even, I'm not even going to try to answer that question.
It's behind the white wall. It's behind the white world. That's
yeah.
What it is. And I'm white. I won't lie to you. I'm white. Everybody know that.
Yep.
But I get
yeah.
so aggravated looking at my brothers in the hood. Now I'm stepping back to Newark this coming weekend. And I got to
uh-huh.
really look at the situation like Obama. They dissing him, this, that, and the third, until that got done with the fool over and that. Over there, and I'm not going to call it out because, you know, I will, and I'll start screaming, but,
right.
like, he kept to his word. Now, all of a sudden, everybody want to respect him. Fool, sit your asses
right.
down. You should have respected
right.
him from the
right.
rip, because what he
right.
said he was going to do, he did.
Yeah, and you know, I have to agree with you on that. A lot of things he has said he was going to do, he's done, but, you know, a lot of people don't want to, you know, they got to have some kind of opposition. They just feel that they have to be there. So, you know.
You can't clean up 8 years of white BS in the politics in
yeah.
3 or 4 years. You can't do it. You can't do it. But he has really come correct with us. He has.
Right.
Look, you know, I'm in the mood right now.
Yeah,
I
got to
pack this house up.
She's doing it. Okay.
I'm going to say it like this. Politics is a fickle beast because no matter what side of the line you stand, there's always going to be somebody who disagrees with something that you're doing. And that's the
exactly.
nature of the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is the problem that we have. The reason why they don't take care of people in the United States is mostly because the federal government says, hey, well, that's a state problem. That's a city problem. You know, we give you enough money to take care of that. And they say what our problem is to make sure that everybody in the world don't want to go to war with us or don't hate us. So what they do
right.
is they put they put out all this aid to all these countries, even if the governments can't stand us, they put out these billions of dollars of aid so that they can say the United States is benevolent. We gave you this money so that you won't hate us. Now, if your leaders choose to be corrupt and not let it filter down, that does not reflect in the United States. And that's the way they put a smiley face on an international situation. You know,
you're right.
In the United States, you know, in the United States, what they try to do is they say, okay, well, yeah, but this is the United States policies, and this is what we believe, and this is what we should do. They say, states, you take care of this. If you need some extra money, you have to declare that it's been a national disaster. If you don't declare
exactly.
national disaster,
right.
we ain't giving you no money.
And you're absolutely correct. And to piggyback on what you just said, it is true. The government, well, the governors, the state governments don't want the United States government involved in their stuff. That's the reason why, you know, they try to keep you know, the United States out of their business. And it's messed up, but they
don't
do.
Get me
like
started
said,
on
the only way, I'm just saying the only reason why, and DB hit it. You know, they have to declare a national disaster before they can get that aid, because it has to be done, and then they have to fly around. The governor has to do that. But a lot of times, you know, these governors don't want that. They want the power that they have of the states, you know, to be able to do that, because really, that is the power. The United States is why they call it that, is because these states are really separate powers. We just happen to be united under one government, but really the governments are really held on by the states, and he's correct on that. So, but I'm glad we talked about this, because this is something different that we can talk about here on Word Sex Radio, and that's pretty good. I see there's another caller. I don't know if they want to say anything, but I'm going to check real quick and see if they have anything to say. Caller with the last four of 1336, do you have anything to say? Okay, they probably just want to listen. I'll just let them listen there. All right. Well,
speak up. People, I mean, on a day like Memorial Day, everybody should speak up. You know, speak your piece. This is this is what we were granted, you know, the right to do. And now that you got the right to say what you want to say, go ahead and speak out. I know it's kind of nerve wracking for people
on this show.
Yeah, you know,
especially here on this show, you can say whatever you want. Yeah, we don't hold nothing back on this show. So you know, you can say it, and it's not going to get cut off, and nobody's going to judge you on your opinion. We don't do that.
We can jump from politics to dick, pussy, ass, sex. Fucking, you know.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, can we get on that subject tonight? No, I got to go home next weekend. I'm going to get in trouble. Look, for real.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, so, yeah.
Red.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I just want to say one other thing about Obama. I was in jail and got to vote for the first time in my life. I was in jail,
right,
and I voted for him. And I will vote for him again and again and again and again.
Right.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, when you can actually be in jail and vote, and I'm not allowed to vote outside in the real world. But when I was in jail, I could vote. And I will never forget when he won. Hey,
damn, ain't that kind of backwards?
Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm trying to talk about. Y'all don't get it. Like, people don't get it. And I was only in the county. Thank God I was in state or fed. But, yeah, they opened our cells and everything and let us come out and celebrate that he won. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, they really did.
That's something I didn't know. That's information I didn't know. And I appreciate you sharing.
And everybody went back? Shit, when you let me out, I'm like, all right, I'm going to celebrate on the street.
No, you don't understand. Them COs was like, look, we're going to serve a little bit of punch. We're looking at the hooch up in the ceiling. Like, no, man, let me stop playing with y'all. But for real, they really did open our cells and let us celebrate for the first black president.
Wow.
And that was a blessing to us. And, like, I don't care who says what about him. You can't, like I said, you can't fix everything that was wrong in all these years by one man in this little bit of time. But he's doing his best.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, not because it's...
And Miss Michelle, God, and she be going and doing everything. Miss Michelle, she just be going doing everything.
Right.
You see her all over the place. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
This. Yes, I'm proud that he is who he is. But even if he was a white man doing the things he was doing, you know, I still would be on his side because, you know, the man is trying to get things, you know, straight. So it has nothing to do with, and I think we need to say this, it has nothing to do with him just being a black man. You know, a lot of times people want to say, well, y'all just supporting him only because he's black or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But that's not the case. It's the principle and the things that he's trying to get fixed. You know, he just happened to be a black man. You know what
I'm saying?
Okay, can
you show me a white man that's on that?
Well, none has.
Exactly. Thank
point.
You.
I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want people to think that the only reason why we're supporting him is because he's black. You know,
well,
he's doing the thing.
Clinton did a lot. Like, real talk, Clinton did a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did do a lot.
Community. You know what I'm saying? So you
right.
can't, you know, you have to get credit where it's credit due. Now, don't ask me to name anybody else, because then you're going to get asked out.
Well, it ain't nobody else.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's a lot of white people who do stuff locally, because you know how it is. When you get into politics
right.
and you get into the big money, you forget about the little people. You know, so
right.
there's a lot of, you know, even in the city of Houston, there's a lot of white folks who do things locally. And I don't know them
right.
by name, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I appreciate the stuff that they do small time, you know, and all we really focus is on all the big names. When the truth of the matter is, it's little people like us that do these small things that affect people down the line. Because the fact that we giving props to veterans now, there's somebody listening who's thanking a veteran. You know, who may walk
right.
up to their grandfather, their uncle, their dad, their best friend, like, look, man, I appreciate the service. And, you know, being in the military tends to be a thankless job. You know, people forget,
yeah.
you know, that you put yourself on the line for them. But just to hear thank you, man, that resonates something serious, and it resonates deep.
Well, I'm going to tell you, DV, have you served any time in the military?
Man, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I went to serve maybe about 5-6 years ago. And at that time, I was a little fluffy. I had
right.
you know, gotten a little fluffy, so they wanted me
right.
to cut down. But by the time
right.
I got all the weight off, they was pretty much like, look, you know, we want to ship you over. They wanted me to be a linguist, and they wanted to ship
right.
me over to each country for a certain amount of years. I'm like, yeah, that's not me, you know.
right.
You can't
yeah.
ship me
yeah.
to your country for 8-10 months, you know, out of the year, and then expect me to have a life back home.
Right.
So,
well, you know, I understand that. And the only reason why I'm asking is because you have the mind to want to have done it if you didn't, and that's good too. So, but I don't even know if I even mentioned it to you. I just know that I thank you for thanking me on that, because I don't even know who knows I was in the service. But you know, it's just, it is a thankless job, man. And I did all that time, and sometimes I see things that happen, and I'm like, people just don't even acknowledge the fact that. You know, they do stuff to you, man. I mean, and they don't even care you did all this time. You know, it's
yeah. They don't care what you went through. You dug bullets. You know, you went through sleepless nights, days, weeks. You know, and then they look at you like you the enemy.
Yeah,
like,
you know, I mean,
wrong.
I did not just Desert Storm, but I had a chance to. I had to go to the Panama deal, and you know, I mean, I was in for 22 years, so I did some things, man, and.
But then,
you know,
even more importantly, when you get back, what you got? A VA hospital? Man, like, I used to work in a VA hospital, and those
right.
are some of the saddest facilities I ever seen. So,
well, you know,
the thing is like, you put your life and body at risk, and what do they give you? Nothing. You know, it's like,
don't get me started on
face.
VA hospitals. Don't even get me started on that one either. I'm going
well,
to
you know,
tell
I know
you,
I,
they
I,
don't
I
give you
there.
Nothing, nothing. They put you up, excuse me, they might address you, they might put the bandages on, but they ain't nothing. They are not nothing compared to what these soldiers put up with.
Yeah, man, I tell people, you know, all these people who don't like the military or anti-military or, you know, anti-war or whatever, I said, look, how about you spend a few weeks in the VA hospital, you know, because after all this arguing and childishness that you're spewing, why don't you go ahead and see what they got to go through, you know?
I'm going to tell you, right, I'm going to tell you, man, you know, it's like a lot of the doctors and stuff, and I'm not trying to dog all of them, because there's some good ones that's serving, but then a lot of them, and even the lawyers and stuff, a lot of them go there because they come into the service because they can't be sued. And they get experience by working on us and experimenting on us. That's
right.
serving. You know what I'm saying? And they give us stuff and they shoot stuff in us that
it's
happens.
Called
people
guinea pigs.
They don't even know what's going on. Yeah.
Lab
they do stuff to it.
Yep.
And you know, just like when those guys was coming back from Iraq and stuff, and they had
yeah.
this black blood and it was pissing black and all this stuff. And that's because of some of the stuff that they shot in us, because they was trying to anthrax and all this. They was trying to get us, you know, giving us this stuff, thinking that, you know, whatever. You know, trying it out on us, not even know if it works or not. You know, so yeah, you're right about these VA hospitals
and all that.
Huh?
Let's not forget all about all the Agent Oranges and the Tuskegee experiments. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I love what the military does for us, but it's the big wigs at the top of the military. Well, not even military, but politicians, politics in general. You know, they set people up for the woo. They're like, oh, you coming back? You ain't got no leg? Well, let's go ahead and shoot you up with this and see how this, you know, what this does to you. You know, so, I mean, yeah, I know.
And they give it to you, you know, they give it to you in a manner like, well, we want to try it on you because just think you're doing it for your country. You know, the same old thing again. You already lost a limb for your country, but then they want you to try something for your country, and then you could die, and then they say they don't know nothing about it. Well, we don't know what it is, you know, and they want to compensate your family for it. It's, like you said, you don't want to get me started either, but it's really terrible. You know, and I still work with the military when I'm not doing Red Snapper and I'm not writing and doing all that stuff. My regular everyday gig is working for the Army. I still work for them. I'm not in anymore, but I'm a contractor for them, and, you know, I see a lot of stuff that goes on still, and you know, it's just crazy, man.
Yeah, and after you put up with all that, they still want to be servicemen, so... The well of respect is bottomless for all servicemen and women. And, you know, whether you gay or straight or white or black,
yeah,
or man or woman, you know what I'm saying?
I had a female officer that I respect. I'm not going to say her name. This woman became a general officer, and she was a lesbian. But I would follow her into any battle quicker than I would some of these men that was out there because she knew what she was doing. It has nothing to do with her sexual orientation, nothing like that. The woman was squared away. And a lot of people probably wouldn't agree with me on that. They would be telling me I'm crazy or whatever, blah, 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 the foxhole, if you in the foxhole with somebody, blah, blah. I hear all that stuff all the time. You know, gay people don't be trying to get on you. You know what I'm saying? That's your phobia. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You thinking that they trying to jump you or whatever. When I say you, I'm not talking about you personally, but I'm talking about
people
who think that that's going to happen. You know, it's not. They don't just jump on you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people just need to get off of that.
Yeah.
These are people that are serving the country. And like I said, this woman was great. She made it up to a general officer. I'm not going to say what grade because I don't want people who might be listening might know. But, you know, she did her time, and she was dead it well, and I would have followed her wherever she wanted to go. When I knew her, she was a colonel. She was a full colonel, and she was squared away. She took care of her people. She took care of us black people, and she didn't discriminate like a lot of officers. And I used to hear a lot of times, you know, how they used to talk about her. Well, is she on the rag this week? I wonder what she's going to be talking about. These are her officers.
Right.
I was an officer as well. These are her people that's on her staff. And then when she comes in, they're kissing her ass. Oh, ma'am, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? But she wasn't in there. They was talking shit. Okay, we know when she's on the rag, it's on our calendar. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. But anyway, you got me started.
now y'all got me started. Now y'all got me started because, listen, I got an officer out there in Afghanistan, and I've got a case of her books. And she said, Lisa, when you sell them, donate them to the military family that lost a soldier. She said, I don't want no money for them. I was like, what? And she was like, nah, just go ahead and donate the money. So there are real female officers out there that do what they got to do. And that little girl, I pray for her every night because she's really over there doing it hard. Like, I just wonder what the public thinks. Like, they're like, well, you always repping this, that, and the third. Okay, I'm going to rep this, that, and the third. But at the end of the night, they got to lay down. They can't lay down. They can't lay down safe. We can.
Right. You know, I speaking from somebody who's experienced what they're going through, like you said, it's, you know, it, you know, we're always thinking about our families and everybody else that we're trying to serve and help out, you know what I'm saying, and what gets you is you got people, I mean, that's even serving with you, that don't like you because of your color or whatever, or they try to treat you messed up, but this is, you know, this is what we go through.
Yeah, like, me and my
cousin. But through all of that, you still try to, you know, just forget about all that shit. You still try to go for it because you say, well, if they don't want to do it, then I got to do it for my family. If they don't care about me, I can't not do it because of him or whatever.
and to fight if you're in an actual situation. You know this motherfucker don't like you, but you still want to. You got to save his life. You can't let him die because he's an American.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that, you know.
Okay, but do y'all realize that our favorite? I don't know, but I know me and my hood and everybody I deal with. Our favorite shows are Army Wives and I'm Coming Home.
Army Wives.
I will sit there on a Sunday and not talk to nobody until football season. But anyway, on Sundays, look, I be sitting straight up in front of that TV. I won't talk to nobody, getting no shows, nothing. It's Army Wives and I'm Coming Home. And I will cry the whole time. Because it really reps the truth. It really does. And if people don't live it and understand, I've got a brother that was in the Navy. Like I said, I got baby girl over in the military, over in Afghanistan. She's in the Army. And so when I watch these shows and I shut down from everybody, it's because I'm representing them.
Right.
And a whole lot of people don't do it. A whole lot of people don't do it, but they don't understand. Our freedom is because of them. And I got to fly in a plane, and I'm scared to death. I ain't even going to lie to you. I got to fly in a plane Friday.
I feel what you're saying, because, like, when I was growing up, you know, I lived in a neighborhood where most of the black people I was around felt like the military was a bad way to go. They'd put you on the front line. And, you know, that was the thing. It's like they historically, that's what they did. They put black people on the front line. You'd be the first one to die. Don't do it. And so growing up, this is what I had in my head. You know, until my parents kind of knocked it out. They're like, look, you are your own man. And there's nothing greater in this life than sacrificing your life for somebody that you love. Or even sacrificing somebody who can't stand you. You know, because the truth of the matter is, in the 1940s was the first time they integrated the military. They used to be black regiments and they used to be white regiments, and they were completely separate.
Exactly.
You know, but when they got in the thick of World War II, they were obligated to defend each other's life. You know, and you know, like I know, Red, when you, it's like you get a small snippet of that in the frat when you join the frat. Because when you go through everything that they put you through, it bonds the people that you went through it with. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You may not like any of these dudes. You may not like one or two.
Right.
But y'all all going through the same thing, and there's a bond there that is hard to explain. You know,
exactly.
So
yeah.
When you got bullets...
Because y'all got each other's back.
Right.
That's what it is.
You know,
yeah. On
but
the field.
The thing is, you trusting, you putting your life in somebody else's hands, and they doing the same for you. So, I mean, it's not even just like, hey, I'm driving you somewhere. Trust me to drive you. No, it's like, look, if you go out there, I have your back. And if I see anything, it's getting dead. You know,
right.
And there's no type of bond on this planet with somebody willing to risk their life for you for nothing, you know, without you having to say anything. Look, I got you, you know.
Right.
And that's why it hurts so much, and that's why a lot of these cats come back with PTSD, because they feel like they let somebody down. They let their brother down. They let their sister down. They let their comrade down. You know, when you're one of the few that survived, there's a lot of people deal with survivor's guilt. So, I mean, that's why I wish they had better facilities and better ways to help the military deal with the things that they're doing, because no one drafted a lot of these cats. These cats went in willingly, so they deserve the best that we can give them.
Right.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yeah, Vietnam was really bad.
Exactly, and then they're going to send them to the VA hospital. That don't make no sense.
These guys come back, and it's the same thing now. These guys are coming back now, so I'm not just trying to decipher the difference. But, you know, when those guys were coming back in Vietnam, you know, with the baby killers and all this, you know, it was just messed up, man, how they was doing these guys. And, yeah, a lot of them was over there, and they was on drugs and all that because they had to cope with it. And that was the way they were doing it. And I'm not saying that these guys aren't doing it. Now, I don't know what they're doing because I haven't been over there lately. The last time I was over in Iraq was when the actual war was going on. I was, you know, over there then. But, you know, I got out, when I got out the military, I got out actually September 10th, 2001. And, of course, you know what happened the next day. The towers were knocked down and everything. And I thought they was going to keep me in, but they didn't. But, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, like I said, I got to see a lot of stuff while I was in the service, and I got to see how the country was treating us, and, you know, and I got to see presidents and everything that's in the military. But that's, you know, that's probably, you know, one of the most prestigious places is the military. But what I'm seeing, though, is the reason why a lot of women, a lot of men, a lot of people go in the military, because that's one of the one place that's left where if you're the same grade, you're getting the same pay, unless you know, unless you have less time in. And that's what a lot of women say. You know, if you're a colonel and I'm a colonel, she's a colonel, I'm a colonel, and we got the same amount of years in, we should be getting paid the same amount of money. It has nothing to do with who has more education or whatever. You know, right. And it's equality there in that aspect. You know, but it's just really, really bad because, you know, you're sitting here and you got these guys in your face and they're talking about you behind your back and all this. And, you know, like you said, and the gay and all this and the lesbian or whatever, you know, none of that stuff should make a difference. And, you know, they fought that for the longest. I didn't because, you know, I'm not gay or anything. But those people, as long as they're doing their job is all I care about. I don't care about what they do when they're not at work.
Yeah.
You know, that has nothing to do with it. As long as the job is being done and it's done correctly and
that's
nobody's
why
getting
I had,
hurt, what's the problem?
Red, that's why I had that show that night about what goes on behind closed doors doesn't matter when you come to the streets.
Exactly. You know, it shouldn't matter. You know, as long as the job is being done.
Man, real talk, when bullets whizzing by my head, the last thing I'm worried about is who looking at my booty hole. All right, let me just be like
what I'm
that.
Saying. Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, if you worried about that, then you shouldn't even be in anyway.
In the military, that's what I'm saying. And there is no gay person I've ever met in my life that when bullets are going by, they thinking, man, he sure is cute. You know, I mean, let's be realistic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you got people that think that way, though. Because I know some guys that came to me talking about, man, if I'm in a foxhole with this gay motherfucker, I don't want to, I don't want to do that. I'll kill him and all this. You know, that's stupid. This man ain't thinking about you.
But see, this
he's thinking
is
about trying to survive and live.
That's what I said. Me and my cousin get in this all the time because my cousin's current Navy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I said, and we talk about this all the time. I know I'm big on history. I know, you know, military history, United States history, Africa history. As
right.
well as history, I know it. All right, so we go back and forth this all the time. And I tell him when they integrated, you know, the military back in the 40s, you think there wasn't white folks that was like, you know, you ain't going to get this nigga on my squad or I'll kill him, I'll shoot him. But then when it all came down to it, when it came to the thick of battle, that was the last thing on their mind. And especially if they got shot and a black person dragged them out, you think they was thinking, oh, you know, I wish
they might have been thinking
life.
That before. They
yeah,
might have been thinking that before.
But when you got somebody saving fact, your ass, you know what I'm saying, that's the last thing on your mind.
Well, that's just
so,
like the Tuskegee Airmen. We'll use them as an example, okay? Those guys, all right, they didn't want them to go in and do anything. You know, but then when they started escorting those white bombers in, and they was always on time and always
and
they
didn't
was there
lose
to do
any.
What they need to do, and they didn't lose
it. They didn't lose a single plane.
They were starting to ask for them because they were there, but these other white escorts weren't there on time. So you know, I mean, they didn't lose anybody. You know, these guys did this, but nobody is looking at that. You know, it's just. You know, they were saying a black man can't fly. He don't have the smarts to do all that. You know, it was just crazy. And a lot of people don't know that Bessie Smith was part of the people that was training these soldiers to be Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that they could fly. She helped train those guys until she was killed. And this was a female black woman that was training these guys to fly. A lot of people don't know because they don't know their history. You know, I'm a history guy. I have a degree in history. I love history and all that, too, just like you do. But my thing is you know, we just need to research and see what's really going on before we start saying stuff and doing stuff. You know, like she said, like the president's doing now. I mean, there's a lot of things that this man has done in 3 years that several presidents have not done in 8 years. So... my hat is definitely off to him. I'm supporting him all the way, and I don't give a fuck. I mean, just like now with Bin Laden. Okay, look, this motherfucker got Bin Laden. And you had other people that was like, at one point, talking about fucking, we ain't worried about him right now. Okay? You know, I mean, it's just...
It's crazy.
It's all politics.
It really is crazy.
When something go good, everybody want credit. When shit go bad, nobody, it's toxic. Don't nobody want to claim it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the nature of politics.
When Clinton was going good, right? When Clinton was going good, everybody loved him. As soon as they put that out about him getting some head, that was a wrap. Now he was wrapped up. Like, nobody cares. Nobody cares what you do in your personal life. It's about what you bring to the country.
It wasn't the head. It was a lying about the head. Because I'm going to tell you, if he would have came out, I'd be like, yeah, she slid my knob. It was wonderful. You know, we'd have probably had his back. You know what I'm saying? But then he went and took the politician route. What'd he say? I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And then he was like, well, I don't see head of sexual relations. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like a slap in the face. Not only did you lie, but we're supposed to be stupid, right?
Right.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
But that's where he messed up. To me, all that shit was between him and his wife. But, you know,
think
because it happened in the Oval Office, it's our business.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that belongs to the United States. But I don't give a fuck where you stick your dick or who you want to get your pussy to. As long as the country is running right and everything is straight, I don't care. That's me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, if y'all would have told me he was sleeping with, you know, some Chinese woman and getting trade secrets, I'd be like, it's time to hang him. You know what I'm saying? It's time to hang Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was what it was.
So, Red.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Exactly, this is my point. So me being the promoter of all these people, like if I come and give you head and they get out on the network, I'm going to be shut down. I doubt that. You know I shut up. You ain't running a train boat.
It'll just be that Lisa, she know how to suck dick. That's all. We just put it out there. Man, at least that motherfucker, she sucked my shit. You know, and you know, it just depends. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Y'all just stupid. I just had to throw that out there. Like, damn.
I'm sorry, people. I ain't trying to disrespect y'all today or tomorrow today, but you know.
You ain't disrespect.
But it's true, though. I mean,
like, we having fun.
It's just, you know, those are examples, a good example. You know, it depends on the person, how popular they are and all that, too. Who cares, you know? And what goes on. The presidency is an office that is ours. But still, you know, as long as his wife didn't give a fuck about that shit, I don't know why we had to know about it, really, to be truthful with you.
Well,
but,
shit.
You know, they just wanted to do that shit.
She's like,
you know,
doing
my
that
thing
nasty.
Is, but you know,
for
my
real,
thing is,
like, why does everything have to be whatever goes? Look, if I hear one more thing about Arnold and Maria on the TV, I'm going to just cut my TV off.
Well, you know, they just did that anyway. The way they done that was they waited until they got out of office before they put the shit out there. So,
right.
You know, they fixed that anyway. So
they went the politic way.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Because y'all can't convince me. Y'all can't convince me. Y'all can't pay me to believe that Maria Shriver ain't know about that. You know what I'm saying?
She has to. Look how old the kid is.
That's
look how old the kid is. The kid is the same age as their kid. Come on.
Do you see her, though? Do you see her? Do you see her? Look at her.
But see, this is the thing. She's one of the Kennedys. You know what I'm saying?
She
and
does
it's about,
not even
yeah.
look good. Yo,
yeah,
fam,
she, Kennedy, yeah.
she don't even
it's
look good on Oprah's show for the surprise as her best friend. I'm sitting there looking like, ew, no wonder Arnold did that. I'm sorry. Let me.
Now she looked rough in the California commercial when they were trying to get people to visit California. So I mean, she had her time. You know what I'm saying? Hell, like there's a lot of people that I grew up watching on TV that you look at now and it's like, oh God, what the year?
Right.
You know, so
right.
It kind of is what it is. Because I used to watch Red Sonja like it was the Bible. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And Bridget Nielsen was the thing. Now, when I saw her ass with Flavor Flav, I wanted to poke my eyeballs out. I mean, really gouge them out.
You so stupid,
right.
Yo.
Yeah. So, but, yeah.
Yo, but for real, when she got on the Oprah show with her wrinkled ass up, and then I'm looking at Arnold like, I remember when he only spoke one word on Conan.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And I'm
exactly.
looking like
one
he
word.
Brought you up, bitch. Like, you better
right.
sit your ass down, act like you know, do something.
Right.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
But she's still a Kennedy. And, you know, they still got that air about them, that hoity-toity, I'm still a Kennedy type of thing. So sometimes they'd rather save face than be embarrassed. And
right.
I have no doubt
that's a white
they
people
only,
thing.
You know, shit, it's a rich people
well,
thing.
Well, you know, it's a rich thing. I mean, it's old money that and the way they made their money was fucked up anyway because they was doing it selling liquor and shit. But anyway, you know, it's just one of those things, like you said. You know, they brought it out. They waited. They made a deal with Arnold. We'll let you get out of office, and then we'll put your ass out there.
Right.
See, it ain't fucking him up anyway because he's back in the movies and shit anyway. So he's got a couple of movies coming out. So if he end up paying her some money, you know, whatever.
Shit. Like, you know, it's really,
no
you know who really screwed the pooch was John Edwards. His wife got cancer, and he banging some other chick, you know, who he got pregnant.
Well, you know,
it was a staffer.
Well, he's definitely getting his now because they trying to put his ass in jail and shit now. So, you know, he's, I don't know if you've been watching the latest on him, but he's really going through some shit right now. So he's getting his.
Yeah, but they
he
bring that on themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. He's getting his. I'm not feeling sorry for him. I'm saying that he's getting the shit that he did while he was fucking around with his wife while she was sick. You know, he
yeah.
did that. So it's coming back. What goes around is coming back. So.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
that's some foul shit. You know, your wife dying of cancer, you're like, all right, let me go ahead and bang my staffer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's that. Like you said, that's that old money mentality. If my wife can't get me done, then I'm going to go ahead and get it from the help.
Right. Well, you know, just
well,
so for those that may be listening, if you want to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we're doing a special Memorial Day show. And we're kind of just talking about all the issues, everything that's going on, and you know, we want to thank all the veterans out there, and you know, we thank you for your time, and those who lost loved ones, we're sorry if you recently did, but we honor them today. And
in fact,
we just,
you know, if you got a veteran listening or somebody with a veteran family, man, had them call in and shout
yeah,
out their
yeah.
name, you know, so that
exactly.
we can give respect to you know whoever
exactly.
it is.
Yeah. Yeah, the number is 347-215-8539, and you can call in, and we'll do that. Have you just say whatever you have to say about your loved one, because we want to respect that. And I know there's somebody here. I don't know if they want to say anything, but I'm going to ask them one more time if they want to. And the area code is 612. Do you have anything to say? No, I think they just want to listen, which is fine. That's good. Okay. All right, well, we got about 31 minutes left, and like I said, we want people to call in and just kind of talk to us about it. You know, sometimes we do this on the show. We just kind of talk about what's on our minds, and it's not always about sex, but we like to talk about that too.
Red, I'm about to hit some people up on Facebook. I'm praying that Rod calls in from
Lisa, what I want you to do, if you could, is I need people to come back to me because I lost my Facebook and I got a new one out there. It's under my real name, though, Leonard Ledoux, and it has in parentheses.
Well, just
Red
tag
Snapper.
Me. Just go ahead and
I can't get you right now because they won't let me. You know how Facebook does. What they do is if you get so many people,
yeah.
then they say you mess it up, so you can't ask people. So I'm trying to get people to come to me, you know, and I have a like page out there as well, a Red Snapper page. If you
okay.
guys can
yeah, I
come
think
back
I added
to me,
one of them today. That's
right, and I just
show.
Need some friends, man. I had 5,000 friends. I lost them all because
that's
of the
why.
Gil. You know, I
got 5,000 friends.
DV the Gil got so crazy, man. They cut me off, man.
Man, I believe
you. Know,
shit.
And
like,
and it got really bad. And I shouldn't have used my Facebook. I should have used a separate account. And that's how I got fucked up. But anyway.
Somebody had
you know,
to report get, you in order for them to see it.
Somebody,
man.
They reported it, and they disbanded me. Which I'm not mad at Facebook for it, but you know,
mm-mm.
I think they should have disbanded the group itself and not my site. But they did the whole thing. So, but I'm trying to come back. They let me get a new one. That's just I don't have 32 friends now.
You know what?
I'm looking fucked up right now. I don't have nobody to support me now.
They cut your foot off and called you too.
We got us. You got
us. They did me. But I'm not mad at them because the group was there. But I think they could have warned me and said, look, you know, this group is a little off. You want to take this off. Okay.
Yeah, but this is the thing, man. They don't tell you nothing. It's like they the judge, jury, and the executioner. As soon
exactly.
as they don't
they
see something they
you
like,
off.
You done. You know, there
right.
are no ifs, ands, buts. There are no, you can't call back and say, look, you know, I take it off. Just give me back my stuff. Nah.
Right,
they like,
right.
You know, they yoke your shit in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they did. They yoked me. They took my Mafia Wars. All that shit is gone. So I'm just fucked. But anyway, please, people, if y'all
you
listen,
said monkey. You said monkey.
Come back
what?
And be my friend. Tell your folks to come like me and come befriend me because I can't do it because they think I'm a pervert or something. If I go and do more than 10 folks at one time, they think, you know, they'll disband you for that for 2 days.
You
can't bring people
Why
in.
Why do you think I keep my pages where I keep them?
Because, you know, they make their money by sponsors. Okay, that's the reason why Facebook is free. So if you offend one of their sponsors, they're gonna, you know, that stops him from getting his billions. So he's gonna do that shit. They have these mechanisms in place to try to stop that. But I heard that if that group had a sponsor, then he wouldn't have cut that off because there's some nasty ass group worse than my shit that was on there.
I was watching some of the videos, like, damn.
Right, because they have sponsors. So, you know,
but we're
point,
on
you
the street with we're on the street with a sponsored you. You already know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because money is going in. If they're getting the money, then they're like, oh, well, fuck it. You can do whatever you want because you're getting paid. You know, that's just the way of the world. So, you know, it's what it is. I don't know if I'm going to bring the guild back, not on Facebook, but I was thinking about it on my Red Snappers Playhouse. I don't know. But I may not. I don't know. But my thing is you know, I was just doing something to try, and they did that. So I learned from my lesson. If you guys can befriend me back, I'd really appreciate it. And so that I can have everybody, you know, if they can come back to me, I'd appreciate it. If not, then I'll build it up
Red,
slowly. You know
Red, what you got, Red, what you got to do is post the actual link. Because I posted where Sex Radio, where we is, but post
right.
the actual link.
Right,
where we
right,
gotta
right.
be, and you are, man, you are no, ain't no
man,
joke.
That. That's what I'm gonna have to do for now. Yes, sir.
I went to accept the friend invite you sent me, but I couldn't find it. So I thought maybe you changed, because I knew that was you. You know what I'm saying? But
okay. Well, I can send it again, but the thing is they won't let me do it right now because they got me. Like I said, last couple of days I was trying to get people back, and if you do that too much, they will say, well, you can't do it for a couple of days. So I guess all these ones that I put out,
they think you're spamming.
They erase them. They erase
yeah.
them. You see what I'm saying?
Because,
so
like, that happened to me.
You'd have to come to me and say, I want you to be my friend. Then I can accept you. You see what I'm saying? I can accept
right.
people, but I just can't ask them right now.
Yeah,
so,
because
so that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they when I was talking to Melody, she said they did the same thing because they consider it spamming if you send
right.
out a bunch of friend
exactly.
invites at the same time. So
right.
yeah, I know what
and
you mean. By
right. So, you know, it's a couple of days of that, but it's cool, man. I'm not dead. You know, I'm still here. So Word Sexy Radio is still going to be here. And what I'll do is I'll just put it out and I'll put the link on so people – you know, to you, DV, if I can get you to be a friend here eventually, if you can ever get in, then you can, until we build up the fan base again, you can put a shout on your end, and Lisa, if she wants to do it, she can do it, and, you know, we'll get it out there. It's not that it won't get out, you know. But,
Fool, you know, I'll just call you a fool right now. Now, you know, if I say I'm doing something and I'm putting something out there, you already know what it's going to be.
Exactly. So, that's why I ain't worried about it. I'm not even worried about it. Trust me, I know that. Yep, I know. I know it. So,
you got a profile picture,
but,
man?
My picture is on the profile now.
Okay.
It should be a picture of me. If not, it's my for the book Acts of Congress. I think it's me, though. If I'm not mistaken, I thought I put me back on that. So let me look real fast. I thought it was me. But then again, it may not be.
No, it's the Acts of Congress. I found it. I found
yeah,
you.
You found it, yeah. It's the Acts of Congress, yeah. So that's another book that I'm trying to get out here in the next few months. And it's crazy. But since we got about 25 minutes, DB, what you got? You got another book that you're working on that's going to be coming pretty soon?
Yeah, actually, the author that's supposed to show up tonight, LM, she is one of the authors in the anthology that we're putting out. In all honesty, because it is so much freaking work, you know, I don't want to put a date on it.
Okay.
It is definitely going to be out this summer.
Right, okay.
Yeah, that's me. What you see is Untapped. Like the name of the anthology is Untapped, and what it is, it's simply a collection of erotic firsts. Everybody has a theme, and so their story has to follow along with that theme. So right now, that's what, you know, we're doing all the editing and whatnot. So that's what we're in the process of doing right now. So you know, I was gonna harass LM, you know, because she's one of the authors. So. You know,
yeah, I thought she was going to come, but she probably forgot, so we'll have to get her back
I'm be honest with you, man, I almost forgot. If it hadn't been for my little reminder that, like, doo-doo, we're Sexy Radio.
Right.
I was like, oh,
right,
snap.
Right. That's what I'm saying, you know, a lot of people, and usually on holidays, I usually don't do it, but I remember JM came on one time on a holiday. I think it was last year was Memorial Day, and he called in. You know, it just depends. You know, there's supposed to be a show for 4th of July, but that's not going to happen because I already didn't schedule it. So I try to see what Mondays, if it's a holiday, I'm not going to, you know, I try not to have a show on that. But this one fell that way, and I went on and did it, and then I lost all my friends, and I couldn't tell nobody, so I just went on with the show. So I knew that she probably wasn't going to be here. But,
oh, my God. You just mentioned JM. Now
yeah,
you
JM
know.
Benji. Good,
yeah, I know who JM is. That's my homeboy from the field. Please.
Don't start defending, baby. I understand. I know you know him. And I'm just saying, he's a good brother. You know, he's a good brother.
Yo, he's humble. And all those years, don't get me started. Okay, let's get the next subject up. Pick something. And, yeah, it's a holiday weekend. It's Memorial Day night, and I'm sitting over here on the phone with y'all instead of being at the barbecue.
Well, it's nighttime. Is the barbecue still going on?
It's Atlanta.
Anyway.
We just starting in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know how it goes.
Yeah, and now I got to get back up north. And I'm going to have to teach them, like, okay, we can start at 10 o'clock. They'll be like, y'all. They'll be all right in a minute. They ain't going to know what to do. As long as I don't got no warrants, nobody got no warrants while we on the block, but.
Yeah, I tell you. But,
and then
yeah, we.
My brothers was like, we playing Lisa's song today. I said, what y'all doing? They said, if you don't see me on the block, I ain't trying to hide. I said, you know what, get off the phone. Just get off the phone. Y'all be all
right.
I'll be there on Saturday. You be good.
But, hey, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I love to stay on, but they eating all the barbecue, and I'm so damn hungry, I don't know what to do with myself.
And we appreciate you staying on as long as you did. We got about 21 minutes left, so we're going to be taking it on out. And I'm probably going to just do some music if y'all both got to go. I understand. I can, you know, play a couple of songs here and take it on out. And I thank you for all your comments and everything that you said and did and appreciate you veterans and everybody that served and those who has died for our country, and you're honoring them today. I don't know what to say, but thank you for everything. And, you know, I understand that. So what I'm going to do, if y'all have no more questions or anything else to say, I'm going to just probably play a little music to take it on out and just kind of do my thing here. But we will definitely have a show next Monday, and I don't know who I'm having yet. I have to look at the schedule. But we're going to have to try to get LM Blakely back in somewhere, too, because the show is long enough that we can have two guests. So if we get her, maybe we can get her to come in next week. with whoever else is coming in. I have to look and see who it's going to be, which I can probably tell you right now real quick who it is that's scheduled to be here. Let's see, next week we have, oh, it's going to be two people anyway. It's Electra Rome Parks is coming back on her actual interview. And
right.
Andrea Renee Clinton, who is the niece of the incomparable George Clinton.
We love her.
Yeah, and she's great. She's phenomenal, and she has these books out, and she has a series going on, and we'll be talking to her. She's been on the show before, and we'll be talking to her.
She's been on mine, too.
She's talking about doing an autobiography for her uncle as well. So, but that's who's going to be on. That's June 6th, and that's who we're going to have, and we're going to do that. So,
okay, Red, I'm gonna try to call next weekend. When I'm just getting to Jersey on Friday.
Right.
They're gonna keep me in Brooklyn on Saturday, in the Bronx
right.
on Sunday, and then the block party on. Oh my God! But anyway,
right.
Monday. Hopefully my computer. I mean, my brother got it all hooked up. I just gotta bring my computer and hook it up. You already know what time it
okay.
is.
Okay. I got you. And if you're not here, I understand that. It's not a problem because we know you support anyway. So we appreciate that. I really appreciate you. So it's
I
not
love
a
y'all. You know I love y'all.
Yeah. Well, we definitely love you.
And with that being
too,
said, so. I'm out for the night.
I got
and,
you.
And I'll see y'all later on Facebook.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, Lisa. Well, you know, this is, we got about 18 minutes left on the show, and we're going to go ahead and I'm going to play a couple of songs that I feel right now, and I'm going to, you know, just kind of get that going. And, you know, we're going to take this thing on out.
I'm Thank you.
Yeah.